The question today is, what are the advantages of having a home in Bible order? I'd like to say the answer to that question would go to look at what the Bible basically says about an area in three areas. I believe you've got a right, if you've got a home in Bible order, you've got a right to claim household salvation, household security, and household surrender. And I'm thankful for that. I believe that's something we have as far as the Bible teaches us. Now, first of all, let's think about household salvation. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, whenever the Philippian jailer came into the jail, of course, at midnight, they sung songs, they'd been in stocks, the jail was, earthquake came, jail was open, and Paul told the man's fixing to kill himself. Paul said, "Do yourself no harm." He sprung in and said, "What must I do to be saved?" And verse 20, 31 said, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." There's where the word used, talking about household salvation. Now, let me also read in the book of Acts, chapter 10, here about another fellow who was Cornelius, was a centurion of the Italian band. In other words, he was a devout man, verse 2 says, "And one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always." And then we find that whenever, of course, the angel came and answered this prayer, lost man, his prayer was answered, and told him to go and he gave alms and he prayed always. And God heard and sent an angel and said, "Go down and get Peter to come to preach to you." And this is what Peter said when he was telling it in chapter 11. Telling this story in chapter 11, verse number 14, this is what he told the people back in Jerusalem about what the angel said to Cornelius. He said, "Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved?" In other words, he had a promise of household salvation. Here's a lost man that had a promise of that. Now, folks, let me say, and by the way, even lost men can teach their children, can teach right. I heard the story about the island of Lewis. The revival was there in about the 1950s, 49, 50, along in there, and that's the island of Lewis. And we know that I heard a testimony of a lady who was brought up on that island, said that her people, her daddies, all their daddies, and all that whole village really wasn't even saved, but they went to a church. And in that church, they promised God that they're promised the church, promised the elders of church or something, but the whole village is lost, she said, because it proved out in that meeting. But they promised God that they'd teach their children what I would call a family altar. They taught them the Word of God. They taught them to memorize Scripture and this thing and that thing. And so as a result, why, whenever God moved on that island, this lady said that everyone that was brought up in that village had the family altars in those homes, that God convicted them wherever they was at. They wasn't saved right then because they had to come hear the preaching of the Word. But they were convicted on the dance floors, out on fishing boats. Everyone in that village was convicted because God had fuel for fire in their soul because Mama and Daddy had brought them up right that way. And so you see, even lost men can teach their children right. As God's awakened them and stirred them, you need to do right. Did it not say there about Cornelius? He was a devout man and one that feared God with all of his house. That means, and he's a lost man. We know that. He does that. And when it says that you may be saved in thy house, it doesn't mean that the children are saved because mom and dad are saved. Folks, we got a lot of people today that if you ask them a testimony, they believe because they live in America, they're saved, a Christian nation. Well, it's far from being a Christian nation, per se, but they believe that. Some do. And I asked one time, I said, "Tell me about when you were saved." And they said, "Well, I've been a Christian all my life." Not so. You're safe till you reach the knowledge of accountability, but you must be saved. And so you're not a Christian all your life. And so therefore, you need to realize something. You need a home in which you need to have a home that's in Bible order so that you can have advantages. The advantage, of course, is that you may claim salvation for your children if you've got a home in Bible order. Teach them to fear God. You can't marry the way out of the will of God and expect this promise to be fulfilled. You see, the only way for your children, if you didn't bring up your children right, you shot them away from the target, it's the Holy Ghost of God to bring them back on target as the wind of God does that. Well, we've talked about that in previous different questions. here on the radio broadcast. But you can't reject life and expect everything to turn out all right. We have many people today who think they're Christian and think they've got their homes in Bible order, but they want to do what they want to do. They don't want to do what God says. They don't want to go God's way. They reject the light that God gives them. They won't heed that light, and they've become stagnant, and they're not going to be saved. They're not going to be saved. But see, even the Bible has something to say about how you can take care of, how you can have an influence on your lost mate. You see, there's hope. You see, God's good. Because all of us, how many of us sought the will of God in our marriages as far as doing right? Well, I'd say 99% of us didn't really seek God's will in our marriages, but yet God was good to us. But you still, God, Bible says something about reaching your lost mate. Talks about a wife reaching her lost husband in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2. And these principles apply to a lost husband reaching a lost wife. But he said, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Now, no man's going to be saved without preaching of the word somewhere, but it means that there's an influence in that home of that wife's manner of living is going to be such, it's going to salt down that individual, that husband, if you please. And he says, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. So it's coupled with fear. And therefore, it's there. And you need to do what God says. You need to obey your husband in the Lord. Now, it's not talking about doing something that's immoral. If you kick against your husband, you're not in Bible order. If you won't submit to your husband, you're not in Bible order. I saw one time these videos. You know, they have kind of the funniest videos and whatnot. But it showed weddings and things that happened, strange things that happened at the weddings. Well, this one couple was taking the wedding vows, and they went something like this to the man and said, do you promise to love, honor, cherish, obey, love, honor, cherish in sickness and health and so forth? And he said, I do. And they went to the girl and said, do you promise to love, honor, cherish, and obey, which is what the Bible says? And the lady looked up and real big eyes and as if to say, what do you mean? And the preacher went over it again. And she said, no, I'll not do that. Well, you see, if you do that, you cannot expect household salvation for your children. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7:14, even talking about lost people, he said, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. The word sanctified means simply to set apart. It means to set the one that's saved, if you'll have your conversation such that it should be, it'll cause the Lord to set them apart to work on them in a special way. You see, the wife or husband, you're light in the home. You're salt to your lost mate. And that also applies to your children. So you can claim household salvation. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 4, let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a quiet and a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, is of great price. Your conversation, he's talking about in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, your manner of living, your behavior, in other words, or the hidden man of the heart, it's all basic the same, will salt down your lost mate so that they will be thirsty for the water of life. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 3 says, for I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Oh, my, what a promise that is, you see. Why did you get thirsty, if you ever got thirsty? If you got thirsty, it's because somebody salted you down. Somebody out there was salty. And wives, you can be salty in that home 7 days a week. And it's not speaking only of the mate, in a sense, as far as principle is concerned, but it's also speaking about your children. You see, there's hope for the mate, but there's hope for the children. A born-again believer has been given right to lay claim of faith for their children's salvation. The Bible said in Psalms 103, verse number 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Listen, talking about fear, you see what it talked about Cornelius there a while ago, a lost man? He said he was a devout man, verse 2 of Acts 10, and one that feared God with all his house. He respected and he reverenced God, and he instilled that respect and reverence God into his children, even into his servants that he had in his household at that particular time. So you see, you can the unbeliever sanctifies those other, and you're the salt. So there's, then by the way, it's even talking about grandchildren. Goes on to the children's children. So you've got a right. What advantages do you have to have a home in Bible order? You've got a right to claim household salvation. Folks, I want to tell you, that's a blessing. We need that. It doesn't, and now, this day of easy oblivionism we live in, many people want to claim it and say, all you got to do is just say this word. Well, if that's the case, everybody in the world is saved. That's, but I want to tell you, few there be that find the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. And I'm in a turmoil. I'm upset by so much of this ungodliness that's going on in our churches today, of this easy believism, leaving out the work of repentance, leaving out the work of lordship, leaving out the work of godly sorrow, leaving out the work of Holy Ghost conviction, and say, all you got to do is say these words. Folks, I want to tell you, you've got to instill something in your children, the fear of God, the respect of God. Why? The Bible said in Romans 3:18, there's no fear of God before the natural man's eyes. They need to learn that. If you don't put a hand on them, I'm talking about, and control them and hothouse them and teach them some things and have fuel for fire, the chances of them being saved is slim. If you don't teach them to respect you, they'll not respect God. If you don't teach them to say yes sir, no sir to you, then really you're not in Bible order, and you can't claim the advantage of household salvation. And so you need to teach them to say yes sir and no sir and respect you, because if you don't, one day if they don't tell you that and respect you when God speaks to their heart, they'll tell God to buzz off, and they'll not respect Him, and their soul will wind up in the lake of fire one day. What a sad day that'll be. But if you'll heed the voice of God, if you'll heed the truths of God, if you'll obey the light you've got and seek God's will in your life, especially for the maiden life, and then teach your children to fear and respect and reverence a holy God, then you can come to the place that you can claim household salvation. Now, as I said, they'll not be saved just because you are. But it means that God will get the word in there, and that fuel for fire, that foundation they have, He has to build upon, will spring forth in the life, in their soul. As faith, saving faith is granted them and repentance is granted them, they can repent and believe unto salvation. You notice in Acts 16:31, many people quote that today, where He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. But the next verse said they preached to Him the word. They gave Him the word. And Peter said that the angel said, go get Peter to come to Cornelius, because he'll give you the word whereby you might be saved. So you see, you need the foundation, but you've got to have the preached word. But if you'll be what God would have you to be in a Bible order home, then you've got an advantage of household salvation, husband, wife, and children, and grandchildren. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.